This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. We begin with talking about happiness. How happy are you?
Well, it is like Friday.
What scale? Are we doing 5 stars or a scale of 10 or lap dances? What are we doing?
Whatever.
Pretty good.
Okay. Well, did you know that the World Happiness Report has surfaced?
Oh, does that have to, is that by the people who do the doomsday clock? I guess it's the opposite of that.
Yeah, that would be the unhappy report.
It's like a smile that's like slowly starting to smile a little more. Before it was kind of like that one emoji where it's like you got like slant mouth.
Oh, the vertical smile emoji.
Yeah, no, that's no. You're a jerk. I remember hearing that in NWA songs, not getting the joke. Talking about her vertical smile, like, what is he talking about? I don't get it, Easy.
I know nothing of this.
Talk about that puff.
So where are we on the happiness scale? You said we're good?
Well, Gallup. Just released, you remember the Gallup poll? They do a lot of
those
polls.
Horses that are nosy.
They released the results of this annual study on how happy people are with their lives around the world.
Hmm. So, I mean, that's going to be a lot of different answers.
Yeah, as it should be.
So out of 147 countries, the U.S. ranked number 24.
Like if you're in Haiti, you know, you're dealing with this whole barbecue situation forever. Not going to be pretty happy.
I don't know the Haitian barbecue reference.
No, barbecue leads the biggest coup to overthrow the Haitian
government. The guy barbecue. Yeah. Yes, I know. Yes.
Famous gangster barbecue.
I know. Like, this is a little bit of, what's the movie? Idiocracy. Like, their president's name is Barbecue. I mean, come on, man. That's like saying The Rock's going to be our president. God, don't let that happen. Don't let that happen.
So the
keep
least
Dwayne out of the White House.
The least happiest.
Put him in the Dwight House.
Coming in last is Afghanistan.
Yeah,
it's not shocking to you.
It's going
to
be in turmoil forever.
But did they talk to the people from the Sudan? Where's Sudan on there? I think that's a fair one.
We talked to the Iranians since, you know.
Hang on.
Talk to people that are original natives from London, England. See if they're the happiest they've ever been before. Talk to the original natives of Ireland.
Talk to Syrians since all the Assad left.
Yeah. Talk to people who've been scammed their whole life living in India.
Well, what I have.
They scam their own families. Don't even mean people. To.
The number
they
one.
Won't scam a cow, though. They will not scam a cow.
The happiest place to live is Finland.
Finland?
Yes.
Well, now hang on because, well, no, that was Poland. No, was it Finland? Where were the Ukrainians going when they
Poland's where it takes a lot of them to put a light bulb in.
They went to various sundry places, but a lot of them went to Poland.
Okay, I can't remember if it was Poland or Finland.
What are you talking about, Nazis?
No, when people were leaving Ukraine.
Oh.
They said, get out. Poland took a lot of Ukrainians.
Oh. Okay. So, in my mind, I can't think where Poland is. Like, I know this is
it's near UK, France.
So it'd be right here between the two. Okay, okay.
Is that considered the Eastern Bloc? I can't remember.
I don't know. I don't know what is considered the EU anymore.
Well, the Russian Federation was ranked 66th.
Oh. Well, they know if they said they were not happy, they'd be killed.
I think Russians do like this. Russian citizens do a good job of buying into, I don't want to say burying their head in the sand, but we got some people like that too. They're like, you know what? Whatever the narrative is out there, you know, I'll believe it. Makes my life a little easier. Because there's so many people in Russia, and it's such a huge country that.
That's called faith, though. I mean, like, whether not in a deity or anything, but like when you work for this, any job, and you're all in on the, hey, I'm going to get that green paper, right? And that place that I need to buy a stereo from, they're going to take that green paper. So we're all in cahoots on this green paper being the way.
Yeah, like you trust people to do their jobs, or you really just don't care about a lot of the issues.
But if you sat down and like maybe like smoked you a big joint out in the woods and you just sit there and you just thought about like what that really means, it's kind of numbing. To think, I mean, like, literally, it's kind of numbing to think, God, we're all in on this kind of thing. And, God, I'm not going to talk bad about it because I got some of it and I don't want to, like, make it not worth nothing.
Well, so.
It's weird, right?
Mexico is ranked 10th, which is pretty interesting.
Well, why are they all leaving if they're so happy?
I don't know.
Why don't we ask,
Canada's 18th.
Let's ask Venezuela in about 6 months. How do those people feel now?
Right.
You can even say Mexico in 6 months.
Are North Koreans allowed to even participate in this poll by these horses?
I mean, like down there, I don't see.
No, they're up there.
Or if anybody lives near, you know, Guantanamo, how are they going to feel in 6 months?
Right.
Chile is 45th, Nicaragua, 47th. Thailand,
imagine you
49.
Lived in Guantanamo Bay, like you just lived there. You had a beach house or something. And like, finally, we're getting all these terrorists away. Thank God. We can go back to the old way of having good old Guantanamo Bay. And now it's like.
Oh, it could be a reality show, terrorist beach house.
So you see all Japan, these lowriders popping in.
People aren't real happy in Japan. They're 55th. The Republic of Korea, 58.
Well, yeah, I could see that for sure.
Even well, they even clap in unison, though. Like, they even, when they go to these rallies and stuff, like, the way, and I'm not misappropriating or whatever this, I want to say it's North Koreans, that they will clap in unison. Like, you watch this sea of tens of thousands of people clapping in unison. Like, you can't
over
even.
What?
Whatever they're propagandizing.
We'll have to ask Looper if that's true. The Koreans.
He was a South. He was a South Korean.
Yep.
It still is, I guess.
But still, it's like, you know, you can't be that happy, right? You got to always wonder about the North. You always hear stuff. Or are they going to turn and, you know, try to flex on us, throw
some
bombs?
Are they really fake gas stations and grocery stores? Or was that movie just a movie? That was great marketing for that movie, though.
Really
the
was.
Interview where they're like, dude, they said they might, like, drop a nuke if we release this movie to theater. So we're going to do it straight to video.
Made a killing,
because it was the movie you were not supposed to see.
Especially so if you got good signage from the movie that never came out.
God, yes. You had that?
So
don't
Mexico
know.
Was 10th, then followed by Luxembourg, number 9.
Luxembourg?
Israel, 8th. Norway, 7th. Costa Rica, 6th.
Why is Israel not in the top 3? I mean, come on.
And here's the top 5.
I mean, that's a solid question because they're like, they not always happy. Having willing participants come and help them.
And it really pissed them off when Trump was, you know, I assume he was joking, talking about rebuilding the Gaza Strip in his name.
Well, because he put out a video of an AI video of him having the Gaza Strip Trump Tower. And it was him and, I mean, he's got... You can't put the AI videos of you and Putin hanging out together and like.
Plus, the people are like, guess what? We don't want to go to Egypt or Jordan. We'd rather stay in our home and die than live somewhere else.
So here's the top 5. At number 5, Netherlands. 4, Sweden. 3rd place, Iceland. 2nd place, Denmark. And, of course, number 1 is Finland. Why? I don't know. They like the
Iceland. It should be on nerve, be on edge a little.
I would think so.
They might get acquired.
Yeah.
They might become a state.
They might be the 52nd state.
United Kingdom is 23rd. We're 24.
Yeah, they're coming out. There.
If they can tell 26. Us to call our Redskins commanders, I'd like to not have them use the word kingdom anymore. It's too evasive.
It's a little bougie.
Yeah, it is. It's like having a master's bedroom. Ah, come on, guys.
Can't call it that.
Come on.
That's master bathroom.
It's the boss bedroom.
Can't even call the tournament the Masters anymore. I mean, we should really
shouldn't do that. You shouldn't even have go for that kind of college degree. I feel
nope. That's why I only did the 2.
Come on.
No, you should get a doctorate.
You can't master something.
Well, I can too.
Oh my god!
I'll FaceTime you later.
Oh my god. I didn't mean it like
butt
that.
Butt FaceTime.
You can't excel.
Come on, Billy Ripken, you.
I meant to say. Oh, where's
Wait,
that
Facebook.
Going? Okay. Did you know, lastly, today is National Single Parent Day?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't get a card one.
How do you celebrate? With a kid, I imagine.
Well.
Take me up on social media and tell me.
I imagine you just have to, you know, be happy. Go out and have some fun, whatever kids want to do, because generally it's not up to you.
Yeah, but it should be. Well, it ain't on the kids. That's when, oh, what am I saying? I almost said that's when you pawn them off on grandma and grandpa, but I called somebody a slur the other day. Not a bad word slur, but I called him, I said, hurry up, grandpa. And I was like, God, what have I become?
There is a list of unpopular parents' opinions. And what they take a
quit typing
on.
So loud? Is that one of them?
You hear too good.
We'll just do some of them. So if it's not a school night, kids can stay up late if they want, as long as they're quiet and not make it a mess.
Yeah, well, guess what? They do that anyway as soon as you fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They do things.
Because I ain't going to wake up just to tell you to go to bed. It's pointless. You have won twice in that
Plus,
situation.
I mean, I know, and I'm not judging them, but I know a couple friends of mine that have, oh God, please don't think I'm talking bad about you, but like there's cameras all in their house, like hallways and stuff. So it's like kids can't sneak out anymore, which is good.
Yeah. Keep them home. I mean, used to, keep them safe.
You have a bed sheet, you know, you make you way down. I could just jump out on the oil drum that was
Jesus.
Up there. Yeah, but I didn't think.
You had a booster.
I don't think the ankles would have taken it
back
then.
Oh my God.
It was a heavy set kid.
It was big.
It was Husky Boy.
Husky Harris.
That was the brand of jeans I bought, actually.
He was the first Husky Harris.
It's like, why didn't we get the fat ass jeans? We had to get the Husky jeans.
Oh, my goodness.
My Husky son's hiding.
So, doing everything for your child is doing them a huge disservice. Ooh. Let them make mistakes and learn to fend for themselves, socially and emotionally. So, basically, don't help them out with their homework. Don't do their projects for them.
Also, point it out when they make mistakes, too, just to know. Just you make sure
don't
they
encourage
know.
Them.
Don't, yeah, but don't harp on it, especially if it's like with their kid, because it's like you can't overparent.
Yeah.
Also, like I tell mine all the time, it's like, but don't listen to what I'm saying because I haven't been a parent in like 10 years. She's like, what? And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, I've been your dad, but like, you know, whatever.
But it's, you know, you just say, it's not if you win or not, it's
how you play the game.
How you play the game, you're a participating.
You sound like my football coach.
Gentlemen, we just got to show up and give effort.
Yeah, we got to get a trophy.
It's all good.
So what, you didn't learn the choreography and you made everybody look bad? That's okay. You showed up for the recital.
I mean, it's called a game.
Well, I mean, if you have a girl kid and she's a ballerina, you're going to be nice.
Ballerina.
Not everybody's into baseball or football.
God, that's how we got to the society we are now. Everybody gets a trophy. Just show up.
Yeah.
Show up and give effort. How about show up and don't suck? How about win the ball game? How about that?
Why are you hollering at them like they're a dog?
You get trophies.
So hey, time
hey,
doesn't...
Hey, boys. Hey, baby. Hey, baba. Hey, baba. Hey,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, my cow's like... one of them's like 42 in cow years, but I still talk to you like it's a baby.
Oh, hey, little baby. Boo-boo.
He's like, dude, if I could talk, I'd sound like I was hung like a horse.
I'd say, move.
Why don't we have a deaf farmer?
Move.
Move away from me.
A deaf farmer?
You sound like a deaf farmer to the cow.
He wouldn't know when to wake up in the mornings. What if there was a deaf rooster?
You sound like Bill Brooks. I sound like Bill Brooks on the farm.
Nell, is that you?
Definitely.
Nell. I think Nell got caught in another trap, honey.
Nell.
Who's your beautiful little pretty little
Nell
chicken?
Nell got caught in a bear trap.
Who's the most beautiful
little cow?
It's time
to go milk the chickens,
world.
Baby.
Nell the rooster.
Milk the chickens.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't want it to end until 10 o'clock. We're going to take us a break, though. We're going to come back. We got birthdays to do. We'll offend other disabilities with animals and other good stuff like that. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Go.
There's a decorum to, the bathroom visit. That people forget.
The silent treatment. If somebody tried to talk to me,
that's the problem.
I would ignore them.
Fully letting. That is a thing that is like. I mean, it's a task to go in there and do, you know, that thing. But like, also, it's kind of a time to sigh a little bit and say,
take a breather.
All right,
let loose.
Yeah, I don't want to be in there talking and taking more oxygen in and. You know, I feel it on my teeth and in my nose. And
Can we wait and I'll catch you out in the lobby.
All right. Let's go to my favorite lake, and that's Crystal. She's on line one. Hey, Crystal.
Hey, I was just thinking when I heard this story, and I thought maybe Paige would bring it up, but why doesn't she blame herself? Why doesn't she say, I can simply not remember all these things when we're speaking in the restroom?
Oh, that's a good point.
Because maybe that she thinks that makes her look, she can't keep up to the standards of the office.
Incompetent, maybe.
You know how some bosses are like, no, you're always working. You know, like ours, for instance.
Yeah, but you're in the restroom. Like, you can't remember all that. And that's your time. You know, I'm just trying to think of something because you don't want to quit your job. No. It's ridiculous to lose your job over this.
What would you do if you were in there? Like, would you fully let loose?
What would you really do?
Yeah.
I mean, I would talk to her, but then I would try to explain later, hey, we as women are taught, the restroom, I don't know, that we get in and out. We don't hang in there like you guys do.
Right. So. What a load of bull. What a load of bull that is. Well, what is powdering your nose anyway? I've never been able to ask a woman. I thought it was always a cocaine reference.
Your nose.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, safer picture.
But if your boss is in there like Crystal, you're not going to fully let loose, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, you're going to like.
Well, no.
You're going to crank it down a notch.
I mean, I've gone
right.
My friends, we take pictures in the bathroom, which is very strange. Not that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm
what
sure.
What do you think we're doing? You look at me like I'm.
Yeah, but that's your friend. That's not
you're
your like, boss. With your boss, you're reserved.
I haven't
here
eaten corn are. In 2 weeks.
Holy
you're mind. Not talking about what you did in the bathroom, just like mirror photos and
no,
such.
No, well, yeah, exactly. but I would probably I would give my boss. Well, I don't think he would go in the bathroom with
okay,
me. That
so
would be weird.
It's Marcia Hendricks.
Marcia Hendricks. Marcia decided to come in. I'd probably ignore her if she was talking to me.
It is good.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to you in the bathroom, Paige.
Yeah, I don't like the guy.
I would say Marcia.
She can't ignore her boss because she seems snobby.
Well, that's true.
This is my time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to accent a sentence by farting.
Wow. Sound advice, Paige. Crystal, are you, let me think of a way to ask this definitely. Are you offended by crude humor?
No.
Do you fart loud?
I'll tell you. Women,
don't lie either.
Women
I will not around anyone. Let's put it that way.
But like, so you like maybe if you're at work and you gotta like rip one hard, you like run down the copier and just lift the leg up and just blast one.
No. Women just don't rip one hard. We just don't do that. Unless we. No. I mean, you don't have to fart. There you go.
Bull.
Well, sometimes, and I'm going to say this because I'm honest.
This is the symposium of sexes that we should have had years ago. Just figure this out.
Sometimes you do fart when you're peeing. I'm just going to tell you.
How do you know I do?
It makes you go faster.
Well, people do. I've heard it. I've heard it from people that I've had a relationship with. So it just happens to be human that you'll just start peeing and there goes the fart.
Yeah, those are the accidentals, I guess. But.
Oh, Lord. Like you bend over to pick some up and one squeaks out? That's crazy. All right, Crystal, I don't believe you at all, but I appreciate you listening to the call, to the show, and calling in.
And maybe I'm
all right,
wrong
thank
about
you.
That
thank
sequence.
You, Crystal.
Maybe
have a good day.
You too.
Maybe the fart comes first, but generally...
The egg.
Maybe I'm thinking of like in the morning where I hear him and he's like...
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
Oh, Lord. Smell like dead eggs. Fatboy, you want to
Work in Jason real quick?
Yeah. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. First long-time listener, first-time caller. Just thought, hit me a little different. Hey, how's everybody doing today? Hit me a little different listening to it. I was thinking that the boss might be doing this intentionally because she may have the impression the employee is spending too much time in the bathroom scrolling through social media.
Oh. Great. You're a person. Wow. You're a manager, aren't you, of some kind?
Nope, I tried that. Not for me. Okay. People like this. They're popular like this.
We knew somebody who did the same thing. Like, I don't know why we didn't think to ask.
What did you call him, Dracula?
Yeah. Hey, he hung upside down in the bathroom.
Well, he had a widow's peak haircut.
He wore a cape to take a dump.
Yeah, he looked like Eddie Munster. As a grown man.
He would go just to hang out.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, he would literally go in and he had to walk a distance. Dracula. So it was never like a preemptive, it was a preemptive bathroom visit.
It was always up here.
If he had to really go number two, he would have stayed downstairs.
Yeah.
But this guy wanted to come up here and hide away and literally like 1 hour one day. He was just in there just screwing around on his phone.
I think he was dead.
Yeah.
Could be what this lady's doing too.
Jason, you're absolutely right, sir. Jason, stay out of management. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'd never do it myself. Thank
definitely.
You, sir. Have a good morning.
Thanks. Bye.
I was asked to manage the Greenville Drive, and I was like, I can't do it, Eric. I can't do it.
Did I break boy code by mentioning
that? No, you broke wind, I think. Or is that your lunch? What does that smell?
No. That smell would be soup.
Oh.
Chicken noodle soup.
You eat the weirdest things at the weirdest times.
I do.
Smelling chicken noodle poop. 8:40 a.m. Strange. Yeah.
Or a cup of chili or something.
She was eating yum yum sauce.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 21st of March. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Double suck. That's a good sign.
I'm going to try to work in some Saturday birthdays if possible, too. Because we don't have a whole lot of music for some of these. But we'll start with this one. That is the theme song to football.
Yeah, is it more of a commentator?
Nope. This was a player that...
It's a rare tator.
He did something that O.J. Simpson did first.
Murdered his wife and boyfriend.
No, that was not it.
Heisman.
No, I had to remember he did not win the Heisman.
Rode in the back seat with Al Cowlings.
Nope. 2,000 yards in a season.
Became an actor. I don't know.
Eric Dickerson?
Not Dickerson, but this was the, besides Saquon, this was the last guy to almost break his record. He was a Minnesota Viking when it happened. Played college for the University of Oklahoma.
Barry Sanders.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Give me the initials.
AP.
Adrian Peterson.
It is Adrian Peterson.
God bless. Oh, I hate myself.
You know, that's a fun recruiting story when Coach O was coaching at USC, tried to get Adrian Peterson. Tried to get his dad transferred to a prison in California so Adrian would commit.
Oh, my God.
That's why he went to Oklahoma, where his dad was at the time.
Isn't that crazy? Like, that's the power of football. You get your dad changed to prison so you can be closer to him to play there. Wow.
Now you just got to have the most money.
Yeah. 40. I'm going to go 50.
49.
That's a big one. 40 for Adrian Peterson.
God.
40 years old.
Was his quarterback Dante? Culpepper?
Might have been.
Or was it,
I'm pretty sure it was, right?
I think. Hey, God.
Yep. 24, Sam Bradford and, I think it would have been Culpepper.
Wow.
Let's switch to this fella right here. We'll play some music for him, too. Let's cue it up.
Pager's going to guess that the guy's name is Associated Press. Britney Spears. No,
it's funny. Connected to Britney Spears.
Harry Spears.
No. It is Kevin Federline's birthday today.
Oh, gosh.
He's actually got custody of the kids, or did, I believe.
Yeah, but is that saying much, considering the way she, like, we don't see what he does at home on video and stuff. She throws all hers out there. So it's like, yeah, you were the lesser of the two, K-Fed.
He might
but
be.
He might be a great dad, though.
Yeah.
She don't have to pay child support anymore, at least on the one.
Well, aren't they all over the age of...
I know the one is. I don't know if they both are. Might be at this point.
K-Fed has got to be 45, 6. I'm changing it.
Okay, 47.
He's got 6 kids with 3 different baby's mothers, baby's mama's mamas.
Mama.
47 years old for K-Fed. You close, ain't you?
Close.
Let's keep it going with it. Look, they played this song on MTV a lot. She was a VJ. Ananda Lewis.
Did she marry somebody famous?
I don't know. Jerry Lewis?
Maybe? No, it's someone different.
Nailed it.
Ray Lewis?
No, I hope not. He would have
Ray Lewis
her.
Neal? that was a character we weren't allowed to explore back in the day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was probably the only thing we weren't allowed to. Everything else was pretty much wide open.
Mark Hendricks, you nicked so much stuff of mine. The gay team, Iraq Lobster. I couldn't do any of them.
Urine water guns.
Dick Facey.
And Dick Facey, you'd already bought the mask and everything. He's like, yeah, kibosh, huh?
Can't
yeah, 96 it or 48 it or whatever it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Alpha. Go ahead, Paige. What do you say?
Ananda Lewis.
Yeah, you remember
oh,
her.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, 54?
51.
Close. She's 52 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
Ananda.
We got to cut Brittany off to play this.
God, what was the candy bar? Kit Kat?
Was it for Kit Kat?
Or whatchamacallit.
Oh, those are good.
Whatchamacallit. Chica.
This is, of course.
Is it a Chupacabra's birthday?
It is from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Ferris Bueller himself.
Oh.
Matthew Broderick. Some would say Broderick. Some would say Matthew Jessica Parker.
Chica.
He was actually good in that Jennifer Lawrence movie where she's trying to date their son and she's butt naked on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of, and I don't like Matthew Broderick. I don't think he's that good, but he was good
okay,
in that movie.
Now I figured it out. Ananda Lewis married rich into a rich family. Her brother in law is Will Smith.
Okay.
She married his entrepreneur brother, Harry Smith.
I didn't know he had a brother.
Fresh Prince's brother's name's Harry.
I think she may have married the newsman, Harry Smith. You got the wrong one.
No, I'm not either.
Boom, boom.
57.
58.
Matthew Broderick is 63 years old today. Wee. Let's keep it going for this famous lesbian who's a little bit Irish now.
Becky Lynch.
No. Okay. She actually left America to live in Ireland. She said
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell's birthday
that's
today.
Right. She did.
She can lick it.
She probably could.
God, how old is she? 65?
Rosie O'Donnell is 63 years old today.
We should start that to make it more like friendly for everyone. Happy birthday or suck it or lick it.
This gentleman is a great actor. He was Jim Gordon in Christopher Nolan's Batman movies. He was also Dracula and Bram Stoker's Dracula. He's also the pothead in True Romance with the grill.
I'm going to say my catchphrase as of late. Give me the initials.
G-O.
G-O. G-O. G-O Prism.
He also played Winston Churchill in the movie.
G-O.
Which he won a movie award for.
I don't know. It's starting to hurt my head now.
Gary Oldman.
Oh, okay. Oh, we should have known that. Jeez.
Should have known when he was Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah. Or when he pretended to be dead and his wife still got pissed at him.
Sirius Black in the Harry Potter franchise. Mm-hmm.
That's his name?
Yep.
Is he related to Leaky Black in the NBA?
He might be.
I'll say 77.
79.
67 for
Gary
Oldman.
Whoa. Well, maybe they make him look old in movies on purpose.
We got one more Friday birthday before we move to Saturday.
Chica-chica.
This was.
It sounds like club night if Jason Voorhees was on the DJ.
He was probably the weakest James Bond in the whole series of Bonds.
Timothy Dalton. Yes.
It is Timothy Dalton's birthday. TD.
Let's laugh.
He quit to start a carpet store in Dalton, Georgia.
You're a winner by Georgia Mouth if you go to his place. That guy's got to be 70 years old. 71.
72.
He's old now. He's up there. 79 years old God. For Timothy Dalton.
Gosh, whoa. He looks great.
Let me get this going.
I don't even know what word I just said. I said gawo.
You don't know what he said.
Gawo.
Let me put this here. Get over here. Where you at?
Chicka chicka.
Got to play it again. Saturday
More
birthdays.
Football. Eric Dickerson.
No. His brother's a Pittsburgh Steeler, but he was a Houston Texan. His initials are his first name. It's so dumb.
CeeDee Lamb?
Nope, his initials rhyme with a female's body part. Happy birthday to J.J. Watt.
Oh, if he was from Virginia's J.J. Watt, that would be incredible. J.J. Watt, like 38?
He played college ball with Antonio Brown. Now, think about those parties.
Oh, my God.
When they were in Central Michigan.
You go to an A.B.J.J. party. Wait a minute, what does that mean? You're going to a B.J. party?
Fun.
No. No steak. It's not March. We're not going to have steaks. It's just a B.J.
Uh-oh.
Party. I've already went, so.
Oh.
Yep.
It's 40? Fine.
Yeah. 36 years old for J.J. Watt.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
You mentioned.
I want to get to the heavenly birthdays.
I'm sorry.
You mentioned Portnoy earlier. Do you want to guess his birthday? It is his birthday.
Nope.
If he wants to offer us, you know, a fat contract, I might guess his birthday.
Right. I will refuse to promote other people's stuff when they don't reciprocate it, except for the sports station here at work.
He's worth $150 million.
I'll give them a promo, but no one else.
Reese Witherspoon has a birthday today.
Aww.
She was June Carter Cash and Walked the Line.
Speaking of Reese's, how about freaking our boy?
Reese's.
I sent you the commercial last night.
Oh, yeah. That's your boy. Cause you
freaking
know,
Xavier. He's got a Snickers commercial now.
Yeah.
Or not Snickers, but a Reese cup.
He should get free samples.
But there's like a Reese cup vending machine he's at. I got to find out where that's at.
Dude, where are the Pokemon vending machines that I see online people fighting around?
There's only one, right? Locally?
Well, he's a former cop. You don't want to fight in that store.
No. Great camera. Great surveillance footage, too.
Better than Banks. We're guessing Travis's birthday.
Reese Witherspoon.
She is. Everyone knows that she is.
50.
It's a big one. She's 50 today.
49 years old. Reese Witherspoon.
That's next year. I was thinking about
half of Key and Peele's birthday today.
Peele.
Keegan Michael Key.
Oh, even on a 50-50 odds.
Keegan Michael.
That's why I never play Russian roulette.
We go.
Hey, I
order?
Play American roulette.
51.
I don't export my roulettes. 50. Years old.
54 years old for Keegan Michael Key.
Keegan.
We got a couple big ones real quick. We met this guy at the race in Charlotte Motor Speedway. Good buddies with Jeremy Clements.
Harrison.
Rick Harrison's birthday today.
Nice.
This is Big Hoss's daddy.
Is he 60?
He is 60.
No way.
Wow. Yeah, it's a big one.
Wow, I just literally pulled that from my anus area.
Oh,
I
nice.
Did not
nice.
Know that. I was just thinking, I was like, I can't tell if he's 60 yet or not, but that show's been like 15 years easily.
Yeah.
He already had a full-grown kid. Yeah, that makes sense.
He was cool, Rick.
Yeah, I'm going to be 40 this year on my birthday, so.
I'm telling you. You got held back a little, but that's cool.
Give me that.
I'm going to be 29.
Look, my mom got to do that for years. Let me do it.
This gentleman might be the greatest sports caster of our lifetime. Bob Costas.
Oh.
One of his sons went to Clemson. He went to Syracuse.
He seems like
might
a
still
nice
go to Clemson.
Man, for what we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
He gets a little mouthy sometimes, but.
He was funny in the Vince documentary. Like, he was cussing
that, That's what I was going to say. He showed a side of him that I appreciated. But when you work for the network, you couldn't talk like that. Now that he's set, got his own stuff, he can do it. It's like old whatchamacallit up there in the barn. He can say whatever he wants about politics now. What's his name? I got a barn. Can we go do our show in the barn?
Talk about old Tucker?
Yeah, Tucker Carlson. It's like, I look at that barn, I'm like, man, you ain't real animals in
like,
that barn.
Like, come on, it's like a
I don't see a fly one.
It'll smell bad or nothing.
Uh-uh.
It'll smell like doo-doo in here.
How old, Paige? What do you say?
I'd say.
I'm going to go 64.
66.
73 for Bob Costas. Can you believe he's up there?
No.
Now, this is Saturday. William Shatner's birthday is Saturday.
93.
Close.
4.
89.
I know he's 90.
94 years old. Pages off. I do not have any.
I tell you what.
Happy heavenly birthdays.
You know, there's always been fat jokes about him and stuff, you know, loaded and all that. But like,
Bob Costas.
Dude is 92.
Mm-hmm.
And not Bob Costas, but Shatner. He's 92 years old. I think he lives in Tennessee full time. has a nice little ranch out there. Like, he's 92
and
years
he's
old.
He's got all his faculties. That's pretty good.
I don't know about his staff page.
Yeah. You know what's funny about that is you say he's 92 years old and you successfully guessed his.
I know.
So he's 93 good. Right now.
Well, it'll be 94 on Sunday.
Okay.
So Wade Hampton math kicking in.
That's right. I thought we won the game, so I actually looked at the scoreboard.
Harris, what are you cheering for? We lost
by two.
You're
supposed to run the other direction.
Are we home or away? I don't know who's away.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, you know, they never had, like, your name. Like, now they do. They have, like, the school, like, real, like, logo. Looks real polished and everything. Then it would just say home or away. Home or away.
That's all it would say. Home turd whistle. Get in. We're changing from jelly to turd whistle.
Turd whistle. I'll make it whistle at you. All right. Harry Smith. Will Smith. Someone just texted. Harry Smith. Yep, that's his brother.
Hi. Great news, man.
Willow Smith is his niece. Thank you for listening.
The baby from Willow.
No, that was a boy. Right?
I think it was.
Wasn't that the same one from Lord of the Rings? The same guy? I don't know. I never read or watched those. I'd like to say this. Paige?
Yeah.
You look very attractive today.
Hang
Thank
on
you.
Now.
I appreciate that.
You stupid bitch.
You fell for that. That was a low. That was
a
joke.
That was nice. I'll take it.
No, you do.
Any compliment.
You always do.
Any compliment.
I'll take whatever you throw.
It's the yin to the yang. Fat boy looks like crap. You look like gold.
Oh,
it's
amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Get today's podcast, last week's podcast, next week's podcast. Not yet. You can get the past ones by texting podcast to 1-800-774-0093. You can get it on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Spotify, Apple Music, all of them. Go get it. Thank you for listening. Have you a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. And God bless America. It is good.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.